We now welcome on the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A difficult trip to Elon for you guys. You come up short 27-3 in that game as you've gone back and looked at the film. Just give me impressions on what happened.
I think you got to credit Elon. Their defense for two straight weeks shut down two of the best quarterbacks in the league, and my hat is off to them. They played well. Caused a lot of disruption on the offense. We had our opportunities to get back in the game and shot ourselves in the foot with a bad penalty on a long run and some things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, we got outplayed by a good football team at Elon.
You guys have been so, I know Elon certainly gets tons of credit, but you guys have been so good all year offensively to be held to, 210 yards, 3 points. What specifically were they able to do to cause you so many problems?
I think they were physical and they didn't do anything we didn't expect. We knew they were a good defense. I had been talking about their defensive line all week to my offensive coaches. I that's kind of my background. I know them when I see them, and I think they had a really good group, and it kind of played out that way. But, there was a lot of, we had some opportunities, and we just weren't able to take advantage of them. We'd have a great opening drive. We go down and choose to go for it on fourth down and don't get any points. And, coming out of the half, we have the long run and get a really late penalty call on it was a legitimate call, but it was – it cost us a big touchdown, didn't have anything to do with the run. But that's, you got to be more disciplined than that. And so there were some frustrating moments for us. But again, I think, defensively, we continue to improve and battle them and with their good field position and different things. So the defense is improving. The young guys are getting better and we still kick the ball fairly well. So, but when you get behind like that in this league, it's just really tough. And we've been climbing out of holes every week, and it's just too hard, and they're a good football team.
Let's talk about the defense. As you said, you hold Elon to just 302 yards. It's well below their average. You're able to force a couple of fumbles. What were you able to do so effectively against them?
We battled. They missed. They had some – every offense has opportunities in games that they don't take advantage of. But at the end of the day, I thought we really battled in the run game. We fought, had some, mixed up our coverages to try to give them a little bit of confusion. And we were able to get off the field a few times. I think, the turnovers just kill you and put you in a tough situation. We were the benefit of the turnovers the week before, and we turned the ball over. Sadly, in a game like that, if you're not turning the football over and giving short fields, you have a much better chance of winning the game and being in there at the end. And we just kind of gave them a couple opportunities that they took advantage of. But at the end of the day, again, you credit a good football team, and we have to move on and play, what we think is another good football team in Maine. Every week it's someone that's capable and struggling or playing really well. But everybody in our league is very good, and this is going to be another challenge for us.
One of the guys on your defense who had a really nice afternoon was A.J. Simon, was able to force a fumble, had a sack, 3 tackles for a loss. Maybe just talk about his game.
Yeah, he's, we had replaced 5 of our interior 7 people. And I think AJ and Anton Junkic both are playing very well for us right now. And the young defensive line is starting to really play a lot better. And I think, we're fitting better and tackling better. And AJ's a very talented person that made some really good plays in the game and probably could even made a few more. He's just still learning on the job right now, but he came off an injury and played really well, and we're really happy with AJ.
Got a couple questions this morning from Kyle Kensington. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask about Reese. Has obviously had just so many great games this season. What do you feel like, kind of coming off a rough game, which every quarterback is going to have at some point in their career, is kind of going to do for his maturation process?
Obviously, he has played at a level, it's just inevitable that they're going to have a day like that. And I think a lot of it was driven by some good plays by Elon, some great pressure, but he he's a battler and he fought all the way through the game. And he didn't have a great game. We're going to move on. We think his body of work tells us he's a great quarterback and he's still young. You know, that's what I think people don't realize. I mean, he's an inexperienced quarterback in the college game. This is his first year starting. He's been spectacular at times, and I thought he just, you know, he got a little out of whack trying to do too much. And I think it's hard to be hard on your team about trying to do too much, but it's one of the issues we have is our guys have a lot of pride and they're really trying hard. And every once in a while we get ourselves in trouble because we're trying to do too much instead of just letting it come to us. And but Reese is he's a tough guy and dedicated. He's going to bounce back and have a great week. I have no doubt in my mind. And like I said, you know, that wasn't a blip on Elon's radar. They did the same kind of thing to Delaware the week before. I thought they played really well against Nolan and the Delaware team. So that they're a good team.
Greg, obviously the 10 sacks jumps off the page. Obviously it was a lot of, it was Elon's defense. Was it some stuff downfield that he maybe was forcing him to hold the ball a little longer than he maybe liked?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of, you know, trying to do too much and holding the ball and trying to outrun some things that he could have easily just thrown it away. He's very prideful in how he plays, and he was trying to make plays. And but we need to support him better. When you have 10 sacks, there's a lot to go around to different position groups that you know, the breakdown here or there. They had a talented front. But at the end of the day, like I said, there wasn't a whole lot we weren't expecting. We just have to play better. And we didn't play very well on offense like we had been playing. And it hurt us. It was a game that we felt like talent-wise we could compete. It's a good place to play. We just didn't give our A game. And you can't do that against a ranked CAA football team that's fighting for the playoffs.
You guys are at home against the main team on Saturday that's also lost a bunch of close games, has been in a bunch as you started to look at Maine. What are some of the challenges that they present?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're a good football team. We know it. I mean, Maine's been a problem for us since I've been here. They're tough and they're a good football team. And it's all about how we play. And if we play our game, and we'll have a chance to win the football game. And I think when you look at our league, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, when Rhode Island was struggling, and I, you know, we all were saying the same thing there, is they had a tough, I don't know if they even won a conference game that year, but boy, they were a great football team. And it's kind of a strange thing to say, but we have a bunch of good teams in this league. They can beat you every week. And that's the beauty of CAA. The depth of this league is ridiculous. And on any given Saturday, somebody can beat you. And we know how good Maine is. We have great respect for them. And we're looking forward to going out and trying to send our seniors off with a win at home and against a tough football team.
Joe Fagliano is somebody that you guys have seen plenty of times. What makes him so difficult to stop back there?
He's a really talented kid, but he's got a great internal clock. He gets rid of the football. He knows where to go with the football. He's every week, it seems, you're playing these great quarterbacks anymore, and he's one of them, and he's been around for a while. He can beat you with his feet, he can beat you with his arm, and he can beat you with his mind. So, you know, we know the talent level he has and his ability to move the ball around the field to different receivers and get rid of the ball quickly is he's an A-plus in those categories, and it's a big challenge.
Well, I'll let you go. You touched on the fact that it's your final home game, senior day. Just talk about that group and what they've meant to your program.
Yeah, senior day is always bittersweet. I think all coaches feel that way. I mean, they're kids that we've seen grow up and mature and have become great football players, have become great support people, understanding their place in the team. And at the end of the day, it's a great group. Those guys that stay and stick it out and have great pride in your program. We have a good group of them getting ready to go out and walk. They're special, and I always tell them, you know, this week that all the people in the room have to understand one big thing. It's going to go away. It goes by in a flash, and I think that's, you know, all our seniors were going to talk about that this week, that it just seemed like yesterday they were freshmen and sophomores. So it does go quick, and we love these guys, and it's just hard to let them go.
Before I let you go, you have a question for Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good.
But just thoughts, you know, you're playing Maine. I mean, your games are always close, highly contested. Both teams would love to finish with wins. That's been a frustrating season, I know, for both of you. What will determine the outcome on Saturday? What are going to be keys, you feel, for your team against them?
You know, I always feel like that game is, like, no matter what anyone's record is a war and tough game. And we've gone back and forth. They've had the upper hand on us. But it really, games come down to turnovers. And, you know, we at Elon last week, we played physical. We did a lot of good things. But when you turn the ball over multiple times, it's a kiss of death in NCAA football games. And I think we've got to possess the football and not give it up freely. And I'm sure they're in the same boat. They don't want to make the bad turnovers. And so I think that when you look at the difference in games, check the turnover department and see, you know, who had the worst of it.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thanks, Ron.
All right, thank you.